It's U105. It's our lunchtime bistro. Jan de Vries has just arrived. We've given each other a big hug because I haven't seen each other in ages. It's lovely to see
That's
you, Jan.
It's a long time.
It has been a long time, hasn't it? You brought me some chocolate too. Oh, I love that.
That's
organic,
a healthy one.
Organic chocolates.
That's
exactly what I need. Thank you very much. So, Jan, how's life treating you?
Life is absolutely fine.
Good.
Look at it. The sun is shining.
Isn't that lovely? Every time you come in here, the sun shines.
The last time you were.
Yeah, that's right. You bring the sun in.
Yeah, there's no snow.
That's great. Glad I got rid of it. Now, let me see. There's so many people coming in to talk to you today. My goodness. I don't know where to start. I've highlighted a lot of these text messages first and foremost. I'm hoping that the guys in the office will keep me right on this as well. Queries coming in left, right and centre. Ingrown hairs. What's that called? Can you see the screen there,
yeah? I can see the screen,
see
yeah.
See there, is it
folliculitis.
I can't pronounce
it.
Try it again,
yeah.
Carolyn. Folliculitis. Ingrown hairs on the legs. Anne says, can you help? Folliculitis.
It's a very difficult thing because if the hairs don't go out but go in, it's not only that it can give sometimes small infections, but very often it gives little bubbles and stuff. It's a very difficult thing. A very good thing, actually, to help that is when you rub the legs with aloe vera extract.
Aloe vera extract,
okay. A jelly or so.
All right.
That helps a lot.
Uh-huh. I suppose people try and take the hair out with tweezers, do they? Is it the hair just growing under? It's growing under the skin, though, isn't it?
Under the skin. The worst is when it's in the face, because then you need electrolysis, you see. But
sounds painful.
Well, it is. It's not very nice, but it can be helped.
So aloe vera extract, and you can try that. 10-year-old boy suffers from severe constipation and wondering, can you help? He was in hospital, now out, still suffering from very bad cramps. What would you recommend? He was on Movacol for a few weeks.
Movacol, yeah. I tell you, I'm not terribly keen with kids to do laxatives. Mm. So I usually advise when there is a problem like constipation, maybe in the morning to have a good all-bran breakfast, all-bran with a little bit natural yogurt and some cooked prunes. Mm-hmm. And the prune juice instead of milk will very often help the bowels move. If it's still very chronic, then there is a remedy, and it's for children quite good, which is called Linoforce, 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 is very safe. Uh-huh. It's very, very nice.
Is that just for children, is it?
Yeah, well, you can use it with children because it's chocolatey coated.
Okay.
And say a quarter teaspoonful, not more, will get the bowels moving. But as I said, with children, especially young children, I'm very careful with laxatives.
Okay. I suffer from very dry hands. They're often red when entering hot and cold temperatures. Also, the skin is dry and cracked on the palms of my hands. Can you recommend anything? That's Jennifer from Carry Duff.
Well, I must say to Jennifer that although it's a very greasy, nasty way to do it, but if you rub your hands with castor oil at night, put a few gloves on, otherwise your blankets and sheets go to pots, that helps tremendously. And there is a remedy called Viola, V-I-O-L-A, Viola, twice a day, 15 drops, which helps the skin tremendously for a nice satin feel about it.
Well, we'll all be having that. That sounds good.
It's very good.
What's it called again?
Viola. Yeah.
And the castor oil you can rub onto your hands. When we talked about this before, and we were inundated with calls after you left.
What was the oil?
Because it doesn't sound right. Castor oil, that sounds messy.
Oh, castor oil is such a thick, nasty oil, but it's the only thing that helps.
That does the job, right?
Especially when you crack hands and very dry and miserable, yes.
So, Jennifer, you're going to try that, and please do let us know how you get on with that. Now, let me see. Anne Muircroft is on the line. Have you got headphones there, Jan?
Yeah,
I have. Chat with Anne.
Yep.
Anne, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Hi, Anne. You're through to Jan de Vries. Go ahead.
Hello, Anne.
Hello. I was just wondering, have you any suggestions for, it's a very common thing, weight control, sort of appetite, you know, always wanting to eat and things like that?
Yes, there are several good things that is available in chemist and health food stores. There is a very good remedy called, which I designed myself, which is called Trim Secrets. And Trim Secrets is mainly meant to speed up the metabolism. It's very safe. There is a very safe diet with it. And for weight control, I would think is one of the best things. I have a lot of.
What's the name of it again?
It's called Trim Secrets.
Trim. T-R-I-M.
Trim Secrets.
Trim Secrets. Yeah.
I had a model in Scotland called Michelle Moan, and I let her lose 6 stone on it.
My goodness. That sounds unbelievable. Yeah. Trim Secrets, but you're looking for, Anne, for something that's going to sort of kill your appetite off. Is that what you're looking for?
Well, yeah, obviously something like that, if it helps speed, like, you know.
This is basically to speed up your metabolism, which is quite good.
Yeah.
Because it's a safe, natural remedy, and it'll help terrifically.
All right, it's worth a try, Anne, eh?
Thank you very much.
But you mustn't forget, anything that you eat puts on weight.
Yeah.
So sometimes you have to control your diet very, very much. So.
Yeah, but the thing is, we love food, Anne. Isn't that the problem?
That's it.
We love to eat. Okay, Anne, listen, try Trim Secrets. All the best with that.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. Hey, Carol, I'm wondering, could you ask you, Anne, what is good for arthritis? I have it in my back and in my hip. I've tried everything and I don't want to take just painkillers, so I'd be grateful for any help. So, people who are suffering from arthritis, obviously a common complaint.
Arthritis is a very nasty thing. And most people with arthritis, they have to realise that the arthritis develops in an over-acid system. So you must dietary-wise watch the acids in your diet, which is mainly the pig, pork, sausages, bacon, ham, gammon, citrus fruits, oranges, grapefruit, chocolate. These are all very, very great acid deliverers. One of the finest remedies is the remedy that Carolyn and I have talked about in the past, called joint muscle complex, which is very, very helpful for pain, for when arthritis is disforming you. It helps terrifically.
Yeah. I'd love to hear from someone who has actually taken that advice and tried the joint muscle complex, because so many people were interested in it.
Well, I must say that I have daily very good feedback from that. And special people who are crippled and have a lot of back and neck pain. It works really brilliant.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so anyone that's listening to the show who has tried the joint muscle complex and got a result out of it, do let us know. We'd love to hear from you. Jan de Vries is with us. We're going to hold on to Jan for a few minutes more and give you a chance to get your query into us. All you got to do is call us up if you want to speak with Jan directly. You can do that. It's up to you. 90 treble 3105. He's only too happy to have a chat with you about your ailment. Or if you would like to text us, you can do that. Text line 077 66 105 105, and of course email's available too. studio@u105.com. at Q105, our lunchtime bistro. Loads of queries coming in. We certainly want to jump through as many as we can for you. And what's the best thing to put weight on, Jan? No matter what I eat, I can't put weight on. William has that problem. What would you say to that?
Well, that's a problem, and it can be helped. It's a well-known fact that carbohydrates put on weight, more than proteins, so that's one thing.
Okay.
Push up the carbohydrates a bit, have some cereals and probably a bit more bread and potatoes and stuff. And another very, very good thing is a remedy called Centurium. Centurium, C-E-N-T-A-U-R-I-U-M, Centurium, twice a day, 15 drops. That will be a good help to put on weight as
well. Okay, William, try that and see how you get on with that. Andrea says, can you ask Jan, what's the best thing to take to cut down on the acid in my stomach? I've tried everything. So she's trying to reduce the acid.
Well, to cut down the acids, you have to be careful with anything from the pig, pork, sausages, bacon, ham, gammon, citrus fruits, especially oranges and grapefruit, because they turn into acid. Very, very funny with lemon, which looks more acid, turns in alkaline, but grapefruit and oranges are very famous for turning into acid, and also chocolate, unfortunately, and coffee.
Yeah, it's Andrea, all the things that we love, big, probably.
Yeah, and then to cut down the acid, I've just mentioned the remedy Centurium, which for the person with weight adding, but it is also a very good remedy to cut the acid down in the system.
Okay, have you any thing for eczema? Someone's just come in here asking for eczema.
Well, the one that we mentioned in the beginning of the program, Viola, is very good. Viola, twice a day, 15 drops, is tremendous for eczema. And possibly Devil's Claw is very helpful.
Devil's Claw.
Twice a day, 15 drops.
Okay, no problem. All right, Enda Campbell is on the line. I think he has a query for you. Some problem with his wife and rheumatoid arthritis. Enda, are you there?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Enda. You're through to Jan. Go ahead.
Hi.
Hi, Jan. How are you? My wife is in her early 40s, and she's got very bad rheumatoid arthritis.
Yeah. That's probably at that age a bit hormonal.
Right.
Yeah.
She takes it. She has to take injections and stuff and so on and so forth, but her tolerance levels are sort of at the very top end now, but I'm trying to get some sort of natural remedy as far as to help ease her condition.
One of the best remedies is to take some Celadrin, twice a day, 2 capsules Celadrin.
How do you spell that?
That's C-E-L-E-D-R-I-N, Celadrin, before meals, and twice a day, 2 capsules MSM, capital M, capital S, capital M, after meals. These two things will help her terrifically.
Okay.
And apart from that, she too should be on an acid-free diet.
Okay.
So Celadrin and an acid-free diet, which is basically grapefruit,
Celadrin, MSM, and an acid-free diet will be a super help for her.
Okay, so it's cutting back on anything from the pig as well.
And I think because of her age, because she's still very young, she maybe should take some evening primrose at night, which is a great hormonal balancer.
Okay, so Celadrin, MSN, evening primrose as well.
But say 2 or 3 capsules lasting at night.
Thank you very much.
And all the best. Hope your missus is okay. Thanks. Cheers.
Cheers.
It's Q105. It's our lunchtime bistro. Just to wrap things up here, Gavin was on asking about his wife suffering from lupus. Is there anything you can suggest there?
Well, there are 2 lupuses. There's a systemic lupus erythematosus, which is the usual one. With lupus, again, you'll have to have a good established diet. It's very important. And there are some very good remedies. There is a remedy called Atrosan, A-T-R-O-S-A-N, which I find with lupus very, very helpful. And also, if there is a skin problem, which you often have with lupus erythematosus, then there is a formula called Skin Formula. Twice the capsule would be very helpful.
All right. Yeah, and we're going to have to leave it
That's for lupus, brilliant.
5-1, we're going to have to leave it. I have your, I did have your website, because you always forget, Jan@framourhealth.com, isn't that it?
That's it.
Jan, lovely to see you. Thanks for your help today.
Thank you.
Cheers.